Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Another Sunday coffee. I feel like we haven't been here in a little bit, probably because we haven't. I think the last Sunday show I did was with Doc Jazz, wonderful friend of the show now, and a wonderful friend of mine who's been sharing lots of clips all over Twitter. People seem to really like that show, at least people all over the place. So I want to thank him for doing that. Thank him for coming on a Sunday. It was a lot of fun. Really fun chat. And as you can see, this is a Red Con 1 shirt, but I'm representing the RAR squad here today, which if you don't know what that is, that's okay. Let's just say some of the people who've been on the show are part of the RAR squad. Once again, Sunday coffee, put them up. I hope everybody has been having good October. I joked the other day that our October surprise was Benjamin Netanyahu getting assassinated by Iran, but we're not really going to talk about political stuff today. Maybe I will, just depending on how everybody's doing and what we want to talk about. But I wanted to get a little nostalgic today. That's why I entitled the show Nostalgia, because this past week, my brother and I had took a drive in my grandfather's Corvette. So just kind of like the idea of what we're going to talk about today, not specifically that, but it will be a much broader topic. And I kind of reflect on 3 years of doing this show, which, geez, it doesn't feel like 3 years. 3 years that I've been talking to this freaking camera. It was this camera, which if I switch over to this camera, it'll hurt your eyes because how bad the camera quality is. But anyways, hopefully everybody's doing well this Sunday morning. It's chilly here in Pennsylvania. I guess I shouldn't rant and ramble too much longer here in the beginning. Make sure you hit all the links below to figure out what I got going on, where I'm doing it, and all that good stuff. I should start putting a commoncrown.com in there. It's in my link tree, but, you know, hell, if anybody ever goes there. Go to foxandsonscoffee.com. He just sent me the new Guatemala, La Flor Guatemala. I have not gotten to try it yet. It smells really good. I'm actually drinking the Brazil, as I always do, this morning. I just ran out of grounds for the Brazil. I think I still have some beans left, but I'm probably going to ground up the Guatemala and give that a shot, see how that goes. It tastes really good. The Brazil obviously tastes really good, but the La Flor Guatemala says the tasting notes, full-bodied coffee, chocolate and bright with a hint of sweetness. That's all me right there. So make sure you go to Fox & Sons Coffee, use code Kyle at checkout to let them know that I sent you. My parts manager had tried the Brazil because I gave him a bag, and he said he absolutely loved it, so I'm sure you will too. One more time, use code Kyle at checkout. You get a little discount and let Steve know that I sent you. Deemed fit through the link below. I updated the code. It's Sarah M25, not Sarah Matovic, to let them know that the Matovic family sent you. They have some really cool clothes over there, stuff that I wear. And then obviously Tiger Fitness through the links below. I got to get myself some more protein powder. I'm starting to run a little bit low. I have like four jugs. My 2 5-pound jugs of chocolate and vanilla are both running low. And then my peanut butter cookies and cream and regular cookies and cream are getting low as well. So make sure you hit all those links below to figure out what I got going on. I wanted to share a video of a Common Crown playing at a Jazz's house, but unfortunately I didn't save the video. So I guess that is what it is. But, you know, I've been rambling on here for the last 3 minutes. Let's kick the intro and talk about why I'm nostalgic and nostalgia.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And one more time, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Right now, it is about 9:45 a.m. on Sunday, October 20th. Been 3 years of doing the In Liberty and Health podcast, and I want to thank all of you guys for listening and being along for this journey. I've changed my mind on quite a few things, learned a lot of stuff, and it's been very insightful to, you know, get to have these conversations with all the guests that I've had on. I mean, people from all over the political spectrum, people who aren't even political, and just, lots of good chats. I've enjoyed it a lot, and hopefully everybody who's listened and been with me this entire time has enjoyed as well. So, it's been awesome. The podcast is going well. I got one guest coming on the 30th. That's all I got on the schedule now. I have somebody in mind for this Wednesday, but we'll see if he can pull through for me. And, you know, if he can't, then I'll probably throw something together. 354 episodes of In Liberty and Health. And like I said, I just want to thank everybody for kind of being here with me. Obviously made some friends and probably made some enemies along the way, which is perfectly fine. This past week's show was on the libertarian to dissident right pipeline. Hawk was pretty alive in the chat, but that was with a dear friend Typo, who's from 5 Till Midnight. And one of our co-hosts on 5 Till Midnight has some really big stuff going on. I mean, Sam was mentioned by his Twitter handle on Joe Rogan by Graham Hancock, who's a real big like historian or archaeologist, something like that. I know that's more his dig. It's not really stuff that I'm like familiar with or know a lot about. But he got mentioned on there, which I think is just awesome. So big ups for the homies. That stuff's really cool. But what I wanted to talk about today is nostalgia, because I was feeling pretty nostalgic after my brother and I had hung out Thursday night. And for anybody listening, hopefully you guys get to spend lots of time with your family and have people around you who, you know, are just good friends, take care of you and you take care of them, vice versa, all that good stuff. But, I remember my dad telling me when I was a kid that one day my brother was going to be like the only person that I have. And he, not that he was wrong, but he was right. He was very right. And I didn't appreciate it at the time. And, my brother and I are very, very close now, and we talk a lot, and him and I see eye to eye on pretty much every single thing. And he has in his garage the last Corvette that my grandfather ever owned. And I've probably talked about it on the podcast before, but I'm a big General Motors guy. I mean, you know, the SS tattoo on my bicep and then a Chevy emblem on my chest. It's like in my blood. I've worked for General Motors now for about 10 years. My grandfather owned 14 Corvettes throughout his lifetime. My uncle Bob had some Corvettes. Now my dad has had 2 Corvettes. And, I've worked on a whole bunch of them. And it's understandable why you could like them, because if you've ever driven a Corvette, I mean, it's like nothing else. Your ass is on the ground. They joke, they call them wrap your ass in fiberglass. For the price point, they generally beat out every single car, they do beat out every single car in that price range, both in quarter mile times, performance, and handling. And then even when you start like tripling the price, when you start getting to some of the supercars, Corvettes still generally blow the doors off of them, which is just awesome. So I'm a big Corvette guy, if you can't tell. And right now, I have a 3-car garage out back of my house. And I think part of the reason why my dad pushed me to buy this house is because all the garage storage. Take some coffee. But yeah, so I have lots of garage storage. I needed a garage because I have my 84 Monte Carlo. And when I first bought the house, I did buy a second Cobalt, which is the black Cobalt, which unfortunately is no longer with me. I wish it still was. I miss that car dearly. But I needed some garage storage so that way I could store the vehicles that I owned and then some of the vehicles that my father owned as well. So my dad's wife's sister, so I don't know if that'd make her my aunt-in-law. I don't know if that's even like a thing or if people like talk about it, but he used to store the 86 Corvette, which is the last one my great uncle Bob owned, in his sister-in-law's garage. When my wife's Terrain, her transfer case had crapped out, I needed something to drive. Oh, good morning, Stripper. Good to see you, brother. Hope you're doing well. Maybe this is a pertinent time to announce that Post Zero will be hosted on Jack's channel today. So make sure you go over to Jack Napier's channel and check that out. We're going to be talking about the wife Jack meme and Electric Boogaloo. We're just going to talk some shit. It's going to be a good show. So, yeah, make sure you go check that out. That's going to be on at 11 a.m. My time, or 12 central time, wherever the hell you're at. But yeah, so my wife's terrain, the transfer case took a crap, and it was on the weekend that we were, that a Common Crown had opened for Hinder, which was, you know, kind of funny that, you know, it was like it rained and then it poured. So we had Rock for Life, which is our first show with, was it our first show? Yeah, I think it was our first show with, Brandon, our new guitar player. And, then we played with Hinder that following Sunday. So that was Friday night. And then Sunday night we played with Hinder, and we took our camper up to the Rock for Life campground, which was awesome. You know, I could go get all boozed up, which I'm known to do there. And I could go pass out in the trailer or the camper. So we were taking the camper back to where we keep it, left it there. And then my wife also does some fireman stuff, firewoman, whatever the hell. So she got a call and she wanted to go on it. So she did. She comes back. She says, hey, my terrain's making a weird noise. Okay, whatever. Surely enough, transfer case shits out. We get it towed to my shop. And my dad said, okay, well, you could take the Vibe, but, you know, I need to get the 86 Corvette some miles on it. So before I keep going on this rabbit hole, the meta of this conversation kind of goes to why this is so significant, why this is so cool. The 86 Corvette was the last Corvette that my great uncle Bob ever owned. And my great uncle Bob wasn't like around for me as a kid. And he moved down to Florida when I think probably when I was pretty young, or maybe even before I was born. But him and my grandfather were not on like good terms. So my dad was trying to start to like make things up, or mend fences, if you will, towards the end of his life. But unfortunately he passed away before things could really get smoothed over. So my dad was the next of kin, so to speak. So he was the only one that could go get the Corvette. So my dad goes down to Florida where he lived, and the boat was gone that he had. The house was completely overgrown. You know, all this stuff was destroyed because he had been dead for a while. And then my, you know, dad couldn't get down there to get everything handled. So him and my younger brother went down there, kind of took care of everything, and put his 86 Corvette, which only had 1600 miles on it from 1986 to like 2018, I want to say, maybe 2019. That Corvette only had 1600, not 16,000, 1600 miles put on it. This thing was like brand freaking new. So my dad gets a car trailer to get it towed back up here. Puts the truck. He had like a Dodge truck that only had like 18,000 miles on it. My Uncle Bob was a boat mechanic. I don't know if he was retired or what, but he had both those put on a car trailer and towed back up here to Pennsylvania, because obviously you don't want to drive a 1600 mile Corvette like 1,000 miles. That thing's in pristine condition. So let's try to keep it that way. On the way up here, the thing, I don't know what exactly happened. My dad doesn't know exactly what happened, but the driver of the truck, apparently there were like a couple different drivers that were from Florida on the way up here to Pennsylvania. I don't know if they rolled the Corvette off, but they totaled the truck, and they damn near totaled the Corvette, which for my dad and obviously for all of us, he was crushed. We were all crushed because, I mean, this thing was, well, it's like a relic. I mean, it's a 1986 Corvette with no miles on it. Now the thing's damn near totaled. So my dad eventually kind of got everything handled and got the vehicle, like, you know, matching parts and everything, matching numbers parts for the thing to get restored. He had some kind of like, I forget what it's called, not estimator. There's a word for it, but I can't remember what it is. They had someone come out and evaluate the value of the car and appraised. That's it. I'm sorry. But yeah, they had someone appraise the value of the Corvette, and it was like something like $28,000 or $38,000, I think. So needless to say, they got the vehicle fixed and now it's in working, running condition. So now I got to drive it. It was really, really cool to drive around an 86 Corvette. My dad said it's like driving a time capsule. And it honestly is, because you literally have something from 1986 that's like brand new. So it's kind of cool now looking back at this and looking at this right now as it is. My older brother has the last Corvette that my grandfather ever owned. And now I have in my garage the last Corvette that my Uncle Bob ever owned. And we were both like really close with my grandfather. But, you know, it's just kind of neat. So my brother messaged me Thursday and says, hey, The Corvette has 39,992 miles on it. Why don't we go for a drive, because we haven't taken the Corvette for a ride in a while, and you turn over 40,000 miles on it. And fortunately, I was free Thursday night, and I was able to do that. So I get adjuster. No, I think it is appraiser. Let me read this. I checked out a Common Crown, and there was this one track awake that if I ever got my hands on the sims, not asking. I know the business shenanigans I love to fuck around with. Yeah, you know what? We might have those somewhere, and I'll have to mentally remember where I was at. But we had Doug from Tonic do the mixing for our EP, which I'm happy with the songs on the EP. I am not happy with the masters. If you heard the tones before Doug mixed it, they were incredible. I mean, they crushed. I recorded it with my amp right there, my Paul Reed Smith MT-15. And Doug, our engineer, just absolutely loved the tone of that thing for good reason. So I think I was running just a noise gate, a Ibanez Tube Screamer to kind of shape the tone, and then just the amp. And the Tube Screamer gives it like that punch. Yeah, we had, what the hell's the dude's name? He remastered Alice in Chains' Dirt. He mastered it, but Doug mixed it. So like he started kind of taking out a lot of the high end, and I'd never recorded before. So I was just kind of taking his word that like, he was like, oh yeah, all the high end and the mids will come out in the master. They did not come out in the master. So yeah, if you listen to our 4-song EP, so that's Ever After, The Reckoning, Awake, and Blood on the Floor. The tones, in my opinion, are completely neutered. They had so much more punch before he mixed it. Gene Grimaldi, that's his name. Gene Grimaldi did the mastering on the 4-song EP, which I thought he did a good job, but I think it would have sounded a lot better if we would have kind of left the high end in. So, yeah, man, if I could find a way to get you those, I would love to. I think she just doubles her, vocals on the chorus. We joke and say that she does her man voice, but all that stuff, actually, there's zero pitch correction on any of the recordings for Jen. She's that fucking good. But so back to the story about the Corvette. My brother messages me and says, let's turn over 40,000 miles on the Corvette tonight. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, let's fucking do it. And my brother has to pull it out of his driveway because his driveway is super steep and the Corvette's obviously super low. So it's going to scrape like a motherfucker when you're taking it out of the driveway. So I get in the car and it smells just like it did when I was a kid. So my grandfather passed away about 15 years ago. I'll be 30 here in a month, and it has been, I think, 14 years since he passed away last month sometime. I don't remember exactly when, but he passed away when he was 69. And he unfortunately passed away from a heart attack. So I get in the Corvette and it still smells like long cut chew, leather, and a hint of cherry. Just like the day he still had it. So my grandfather always used to take me into the Corvette and we'd go driving around just all over the place. I was a real little kid. I couldn't have been much more than like, you know, maybe like 9 to 13 years old when he would drive me around. And I miss that. The one thing that I've told people when it comes to people when they pass away is that, man, don't ever try to skimp out on the funeral, because at least for me, I look back on that trying to run away from being at my grandfather's funeral. And I regret that I didn't spend every single second in there. I mean, there were people lined up around the building to pay their respects to my grandfather, who, if people aren't familiar with kind of like the Matovic lore, if you will, I'm the fourth generation mechanic, right? My dad fixes cars. Obviously, I fix cars. My grandfather fixed cars, and then his dad fixed cars. My grandfather owned Golf Stations, which are like a big gas station chain. Well, they were a big gas station chain here in Pennsylvania, back like 40, 50 years ago, but I don't know of any Golfs that are around other than like one that's in Trenum. But like there were a big gas station chain chain that had generally like a garage where they would fix cars, and then obviously a gas station out there. And I think still to this day, where you can obviously pump your own gas here in Pennsylvania, in some states I know that's illegal, but like when you would drive over a hose, the guys literally come out and ask you how much to put in your tank, and they would fill up your gas tank for you. Still to this day, they do that, which is just like, it's kind of like a lost art. And I've heard Peter Schiff talk about this, but I think it's kind of like a neat concept where back in the day, kids would try to get their feet wet, kind of getting in the automotive industry by doing something like that. Like they would be the guys who would go out and pump gas, check tire pressures, top off washer fluid, check oil and check fluids and stuff like that. They'd work for like $2 or for free just to kind of get the experience. And that way they could put that on their resume. And then when they would want to become like, you know, maybe a maintenance technician, then they could kind of move up from there and say, hey, I have this experience already kind of just checking over vehicles. I want to start learning how to work on stuff. That's really a lost art now because you can't work for less than minimum wage anymore. And they're not going to pay somebody $7.25 an hour to go pump gas and check tire pressures and all that kind of stuff. Or at least if they do, I've never seen it. And most gas stations are now fully self-serve. So,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
My grandfather owned a bunch of gas stations like that. And if you go into my dad's garage where he works and owns his own shop, there's tons of Matovic Auto memorabilia. I mean, like little coffee mugs, can openers, oil funnels, all sorts of stuff. And it's really, really neat. And a lot of them say like Matovic's Golf from back in like the 60s and 70s. I mean, it's just really, really cool stuff. So that kind of leads into why there was all these people there for my grandfather. I mean, people that probably saw me when I was like a baby and then saw my dad when he was a baby. And now, you know, they're kind of seeing the torch being carried down. And there's this customer, Artie, who I still remember, and hopefully he's still around and hopefully he's doing well. But I remember working on his car one day at my dad's shop. And he says to me, I knew there had to be another. I watched your grandfather grow up. I watched your dad grow up. And now I'm watching you. Just stuff like that's really cool. And, you know, the whole situation where the Corvette that I grew up riding around in and having very, very fond memories of as a kid, that now I get to do the same thing, or that now I'm kind of driving around with my brother. And of course, you know, we go, my dad put all this work into it that made it way, 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 way faster and way better than it was factory. It still looks factory, but this thing will blow the doors off of almost anything that comes up next to it. JVP, man, good morning and happy Sunday. You know what? Let me run an ad real quick and we'll get right back into it. All right, guys, we are going to take a quick break from the show to tell you about the show's sponsor. We are now brought to you by Fox and Sons Coffees. You can see right here, I got the Den Blend Dark. Really enjoy that. I've been drinking a lot of their Brazil Honey Prep right here. As you can hear, there's not a lot of beans left in it because I've been drinking it quite a bit. Just to tell you a little bit about Fox and Sons, why I support them and why you should too, is that Stephen had started the company up in Michigan to help teach his son about entrepreneurship. I'm all about that. And I do firmly believe that in order to spread liberty in our lifetimes, we have to support those who support similar values as us. And Stephen does support all the same libertarian values that I bring and talk about on the show a lot. So go to foxandsons.com, use code Kyle at checkout to get 15% off of orders $25 or more. And there's always free shipping whenever you place an order that is more than $37.99. Find their all right, get that the hell out of here. One more time. Fox and Sons Coffee, man. Stuff is bitching. This is out of my RockFit mug, which I was wearing the RockFit shirt yesterday with it has like a little coffee mug that looks like my Scully mug. And like bacon on it, which I'm like, man, coffee and bacon, whew, what a combination. But Yeah, my brother and I had went and drove all over the place in my grandfather's Corvette on Thursday. And it really kind of brought me back to when I was a kid. And then even riding around with my dad when I was younger. I remember in middle school, I was in track and field. And I didn't grow up with money at all. I mean, we were not broke, but we moved around quite a bit. My mom and dad split up when I was young, but they made sure I was well enough off that like we didn't starve, but I mean, definitely times were difficult. So my grandfather, the one day took me up the track because I lived quite a few miles away from the middle school. And I'll never forget. He pulls in, parks. I step out of the Corvette and everybody turns their head to see who's pulling up in a Corvette. And I can't remember who it was, but somebody asked me if I was rich. I was like, no, my grandfather has money, but no, I'm not rich at all. Just stuff like that. I'll never forget. We'd go all over back roads and stuff like that, just driving around for hours. So it's just very, very fond memories of Corvettes. And maybe that's why I have like an undying allegiance to American cars. And people say American muscle died, but I'll tell you what, if you drive a Corvette, you just can't help but feel a certain way about it. Corvettes, Camaros, fuck, I'll even say Challengers, Chargers, Mustangs, although Chargers are kind of like bitch shit now. Just like those domestic cars with the V8s that suck on gas, but are just big and obnoxious and sound cool and are fast. There's something about that, man. And I live for that shit. I've driven all sorts of high performance Cadillacs and high performance imports and shit like that. But, I don't know. They don't carry the same weight, at least not for me, that, Corvettes and classic American cars do. And definitely like older stuff. Like when you get into my 84 Monte Carlo, there's something about it, man. It's just fucking cool. It's something with the T-tops off. And same thing with like the 86 Corvette. Shit like that is just fucking cool. I have the roof off the Corvette and the roof off my Monte Carlo now, and they're both sitting in my garage. And now obviously it's way too cold to go, driving that shit right now. I mean, my watch has 32 degrees. It's probably a little bit warmer now, but like still, that is cold. You're going to be freezing your balls off. You're going to be driving that with the convertible top down. Thursday night, it was still a little cold, but we had the top up and we just kind of, romped on it a little bit. But yeah, I kind of had that feeling of once again, nostalgia, because I remembered all the good times and doing that stuff as a kid, and that's just, you can't put a price on that. So, if there's anybody that's younger than me listening, which I think most of my audience is anywhere from like 25 to 64, I think it said my audience is on YouTube, and maybe the, audio listeners are a completely different demographic. If you are on good terms with your family, your dad, your grandparents, man, spend some fucking time with them. It's difficult. I know everybody's busy, but make an effort to fucking go do shit like that. My dad had a 69 Barracuda. There's nothing like the power of an American muscle car. And you know what? Those things do not handle anywhere near as like even my wife's Terrain. My wife's Terrain would fucking handle a corner probably better than that Barracuda ever could. But I'll tell you what, when you sit in something like that, it's like, holy shit. It is just fucking cool. One of my dad's customers had two 1958 Corvettes, and I understand like the newer cars are safer. They handle better. They're better on gas and all that stuff. But like there is soul to these old vehicles. My Monte Carlo even has it. And that's only like 40 years old. That 86 Corvette has soul to it. But like you start going back older, the early 70s, the 60s, the 50s, man, that shit is just fucking cool. Watching a 1971 Camaro with a 428 in in a parking lot, blowing all the leaves out from behind it with it just idling. That shit's cool. Or watching something like that, smoking, doing a big old burnout. My wife and I were coming back from shopping at Costco yesterday, and there was a 1972 or something like that Camaro in front of us. And, she was all giddy about it. It looked really cool. And yeah, it's cool to get behind shit like that. And just, you see shit like that out in the wild. I think people are getting them out around this time of year because it's like, hey, that's the last time you're not gonna be able to drive your muscle car for almost a year. So better fucking enjoy it now. Nuke, good morning, brother. Hope you're well. He's not gonna be with us on Post Zero. I know he's been up to his neck and shit, but hopefully everybody nuclear audio is doing well. Yeah, they definitely don't make them like they used to. So I know I've kind of fangirled about the EV Hummer, but that thing doesn't have the same soul as a 1967 Corvette, or my personal favorite, a 1969, because the 1969, I think, was the first year that they changed over into the C3 body style, because the first year for the Corvette was 1953, and then they changed over in 61 or 62, I think. And then 69, they changed back. And then 1984 was the first year for the C4. And then the C5 started in 1997, I think. Then the C6 started in 2006. The C7 started in 13, I want to say. No, it might be a little bit later than that. Anyways, yeah, I'm, if you can't tell, I kind of like Corvettes. Call your parents twice a week. Yeah, absolutely. I try to call my dad and talk to him as much as possible, mostly because I could bitch about my job. And not that, I mean, like, I like all the people I work with, but sometimes, you know, just he gets it because he's been a tech for Jesus Christ fucking decades now at this point. My mom, I keep up with her as well, but I kind of grew up with her. So not that we've grown apart, but, you know, I saw my mom a lot more than my dad when I was younger. So, and my dad, I can relate to a lot more because obviously he's a dude. He works on cars too. But yeah, I keep up with my mom as well. We'll probably do a cruise or something like that next year. Yeah, the problems you have with your parents are not as bad as you think. Yeah, dude, absolutely. On to that point, the problems you have with your grandparents, or, you know, when you think your grandparents are being overbearing, at least that was the situation for me when I was a kid. Definitely not as bad as you think. Nothing will bring people together like a fucking tragedy. I saw both, and my mom and dad were split apart when I was pretty young, but I saw my mom and dad take care of my grandmother on my dad's side because my mom's parents were gone before I was even thought of. I saw my mom and dad take care of my 72-year-old grandmother on my mom, on my dad's side, when she had breast cancer, and she was unfortunately dying from it because she just didn't want to bother anybody. She kind of kept it, I don't want to say kept it a secret, but kind of kept it a secret from us for a long while, until she was far too ill to have anything done about it. So, yeah, shit like that, man, is exactly why, Nuke, like you said, the problems with your parents or anybody aren't as bad as you think. And take the time out of your day to fucking talk to these people, because they're generally going to be with you through thick and thin. People could be a real piece of fucking shit, but, you know, politics, red pill, whatever it is, no, that shit's not always important as your family, people who fucking mean a lot to you. I talk about foreign policy, but I was talking to Jack about this morning, where, like, I don't make enemies out of people over political stuff. I really don't. And I know people talk about the friend-enemy distinction and, you know, oh, all leftists want you dead, or, you know, maybe the right winger, or, you know, people from the left will think that, like, right wingers want to put them in jail or something like that. But, like, no, that shit's that serious compared to, like, your personal relationships and how you do with, you know, your wife, your kids, your parents. That shit's so much more important. And I mean, like, I'm a pretty gregarious social person. I don't make enemies with people because I generally like people. I think people generally have good intentions, for the most part, at least. I genuinely like spending time with other people, even people who, like, vehemently disagree with me on stuff, because I love to have these conversations that are in depth and that we disagree about, because it tests the strength of my ideas and where I stand in the world, and also kind of tests them, and I get to see how they kind of work through things. I mean, that shit's genuinely enjoyable for me. But if people, like, berate me over political differences, then, like, I don't want to talk to you. But if we're just kind of getting to the nitty gritty of shit, I love doing that kind of stuff. And I think we have lost that as a culture, our ability to kind of civilly talk to people. Either that, or, like, I think people just don't want to have an honest conversation. And I don't know, for me, I enjoy that kind of stuff. I mean, if you've looked at my channel over the last 3 years that I've been doing it, I've had conversations with people from all over the political spectrum. Hey, Jack, I was just talking about you. Thanks for dropping in. But, I enjoy people's company. I was supposed to go out with a friend today, but unfortunately, the money is a little bit tight right now. So for those in the chat, if you feel so generous, you can always donate, because I mean, I'm good, but, like, you know, when you jump a deer fucking Thursday night and have to put a radiator in your car, that costs money. So, and we got to take our pit bull in felt my name was mentioned. It literally was right before you jumped in. We're gonna have to take our pit bull Lily in for physical therapy because her hip's giving her a lot of issues. She's like 6 years old now, and I didn't think that was old enough for a dog to have issues, but you know, she's starting to limp around a lot. So we're gonna have to get her some physical therapy and see if we can kind of nurse her one leg back to health, because she's starting to have trouble even walking around. She's always lifting up her leg, and then she struggles to get upstairs, struggles to jump up into the bed and stuff like that. And we don't want that at all. So I generally enjoy talking to people about politics and stuff like that, even if we vehemently disagree, just because I find the conversations fun. It's about the friends we made along the way. I've now known enough people personally who have big followings, and eventually you do kind of find out that they're all just people, flawed just as much as you, and they have pasts and they have things that they do that you may frown upon. But I mean, at the end of the day, we all do shit that's fucked up and retarded, and we have our own consistencies and lives to kind of piece together and try to figure out how we could be better people or whatever. So don't always beat your heroes. Or at least if you do have reasonable expectations of them. Maybe at this point I'm just kind of rambling on here, but I just kind of wanted to get on and talk about the week, and obviously do another Sunday coffee where I could talk with all the wonderful listeners here. I haven't done one in a couple weeks, so I just want to catch up with everybody, and hopefully everybody in the chat's doing well. Hopefully everybody that listens to this is doing well. And you guys, like Nuke said, call your parents. Tell them you love them, and if you are having issues with them, smooth it over, man. Life is way too fucking short to be angry and want to have knockout, blowout, drag out fights over shit. I mean, even like in the political season, everybody's doing this shit now, and I'm like, why? It's not that important. You can't ultimately change a lot of this shit, so like, why are you making enemies out of people over this shit? You individually can't change it. And a lot of the same, or you know, a lot of the fucking big issues, both fucking parties agree on them, so regardless, I think the way forward is making these connections. Old Glory Club is fantastic. I love that. I love the fraternal order where, you know, you have like a family all over the country that if you need anything, you know, you could just call up a chapter and say, hey, man, I'm going to this area. Can you guys help me out? That stuff's fucking awesome. And they're even doing like hurricane cleanup and shit like that. So make sure you go check that out. Red Hawk was in the chat last week. I don't think he's beyond Post Zero, but yeah, make sure you check that stuff out. I think I'm going to wrap here. Thanks everybody for listening. A Common Crown's got two shows coming up now. We're going to have like a little live stream on Jazz's Rock and Road show. If you go to Music from the 412, we went to his studio and recorded a few songs. We did the Fringes, which isn't something that we've recorded yet, but there is a recording out there. There is like a live recording now out there, so make sure you go check that out. We're opening for Tommy Vex next month. That's November 13th. So if you're in the Pennsylvania area, make sure you come check that out. Hey B, what's up, man? And thanks, JVP. Is that a Lapras? Oh, I thought that was a Lapras. But yeah, so we're gonna be doing that show. We're gonna be opening for Lynch Mob February 26th, which I've just started really getting into Lynch Mob. And man, do they fucking kick ass. George Lynch is a bad motherfucker on guitar. So I think that's going to be a really, really fun show to play. From my understanding, Matt said that he really packs the house. We're going to be doing that at Jurgles. The Tommy Vex show is at the Raindrop Inn. So make sure you check those two out. We might be playing in Tennessee sometime next year. So if you were in the Tennessee area or you just want to go down to Nashville, you should come check us out. I don't know for sure, but more than likely we're going to be doing that show. And that's going to be July 26th, if I remember correctly. We're going to start setting up shows all over the place. We may be playing in Ocean City, Maryland next year as well. So we're going to be getting out and about. And I think that's fucking awesome. We're hopefully going to have some new music soon. I have a guest in mind for Wednesday. I'm going to see if he could do it. If he can't, no big deal. But the 30th, I have friend of the show and dear friend of mine, Pete Quinones, coming back on, where we're going to talk about some more right-wing stuff. And it's been a while since he's been back on. So, fucking Jack, you're the only 10 I see. Yeah, so that's going to be good. And then I will be, love the Corvette picture. Yeah, see, my dad's coming in now here at the end. Good morning. Love the Corvette picture. Your pap would love that. Yeah, well, that's what the show is mostly about, is the nostalgia that, and Dad, like I said, it's the Corvette still smells like long cut leather and a henna cherry, just like Pap had it all these years. So it was cool to drive it. And I sent my dad a picture of the 86 Corvette in front of my new toolbox, because the red on the Corvette almost damn near matches my toolbox perfectly. So that's all awesome stuff. Fox and Sons coffee, as always. My mug's almost empty. So cheers, everybody. Hit that Tiger Fitness for all your protein and supplement needs. Hit that link below. Deemed Fit for all your clothing to make you look all jacked and juicy. Yeah, I think that's it. TheCommonCrown.com. Hit the link tree below. Oh, and I put my donation link for Red Circle. If you want to go to the audio platform and just donate once or become a recurring donor, I would sincerely appreciate that. The time is due for me to pay for the streaming services and all that stuff. So it does cost to run this show. So if you guys want to help me out, feel free to hit the links below, become a member on the channel, super chats, all that good stuff. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys don't got anything else, we'll call her there.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Yeah. One more time, like Nuke said, though, call your parents. Thanks, guys.